This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. West Bengal has registered a record 92.47% voter turnout in the two-phase assembly polls, the highest in the state since independence. Poll percentage in the second phase stood at 91.66%, while it was 93.19% in the first phase on April 23rd. The combined poll percentage over the two phases stands at 92.47%. Commenting on the impressive voter turnout, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, "For the highest ever percentage of polling in West Bengal since independence, the EC salutes each voter of the state." Polling for 142 seats was held yesterday in the second and final phase of assembly elections. The counting of votes for all five assemblies that went to polls this month, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and Assam, will be taken up on May 4th. Several exit polls have predicted a thumping victory for the BJP in Assam. According to exit polls conducted by several TV channels and private firms, the BJP-led alliance is expected to get around 87 to 100 seats in Assam, while the Congress is expected to secure around 26 to 36 seats. In West Bengal, some of the exit polls are predicting a BJP victory, while others have forecast a win for the Trinamool Congress, TMC. As per the exit polls, the BJP is expected to win around 140 to 160 seats, whereas TMC is likely to secure around 120 to 140 seats. In Kerala, as per exit polls, Congress is likely to come back to power. Exit polls are predicted the Congress-led UDF winning 75 to 90 seats, while LDF is expected to win in 45 to 60 seats. Most exit polls in Tamil Nadu have shown a clear lead for the DMK-led alliance. Exit polls are predicted DMK to clinch around 112 to 140 seats, with AIA-DMK securing 60 to 100 seats. In Puducherry, almost all exit polls forecast a return to power for the NDA government. They have projected the NDA alliance to win 16 to 20 seats, while the DMK Congress alliance winning 6 to 8 seats. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will today flag off the extended Srinagar-Katra Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train is currently running between Srinagar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, has now been extended up to Jammu Tawi. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. Our correspondent reports that the move is expected to provide a major boost to tourism, enabling more visitors to explore destinations like Srinagar and nearby attractions. The regular train service between Jammu and Srinagar will begin on Saturday. The train will run 6 days a week except Tuesdays. The first train service will depart from Jammu Tawi at 6:20 in the morning and will halt at Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, Riyasi and Banihal stations. The train will reach Srinagar at 11:10 a.m., completing the journey in approximately 4 hours and 50 minutes. On its return journey, the train will leave Srinagar at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and arrive at Jammu Tawi at 6:50 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May, on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 244 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 249 for 4 in 18.2 overs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Travis Head scored 76 runs off 30 balls, while Hendrish Klassen remained unbeaten with 65 runs. For Mumbai Indians, A.M. Ghazanfar took 2 wickets. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.